So we are starting with autonomy, and we will begin with a thought experiment, which is both a thought experiment in the sense that it's sort of purely in our minds, but I don't think it's very far away from being reality. You can decide for yourself. So the thought experiment is very simple. We imagine that through some kind of platform like LinkedIn, you could get the perfect job for you, right? You put in all your personal information, your interests, your educational background, previous work history, and so on, all that kind of stuff. And then LinkedIn analyzes that information. And then, of course, because it's a big data sort of optimizer, it will connect your information with, say, information of people you've worked with, the kind of people you tend to get along with, the kinds of trajectories they have. So if you have information about the applicant, which in this case is you, right, your background, your education, your interests and jobs, plus all the information about people you've worked with, and maybe information about family members too, because sometimes brothers and sisters are alike, sometimes they're different, but probably the machine can figure that out too. But if you have this giant network of information, which includes people's interests and strengths and background and so on, then it's very possible that LinkedIn could, with its analytic powers and its ability to understand what kinds of jobs have worked well for other people in the past who are like you, it's very possible that LinkedIn could really provide for you almost a perfect job, right? And then to make this a thought experiment, what we say is, well, let's just imagine that it is a perfect job. Let's imagine that by signing up for LinkedIn, you get the one job which is better than you could find for yourself. Sounds good, right? You go to LinkedIn, give your information, you get the right job. Here's the problem. Here's the catch. The catch is that when you put all